Okay, here at Clapham Common, Supernova Korfball Club, 10th Companies Tournament, and fresh off the pitch, I'm joined by a couple of our eager athletes. So, ladies, your names, please.
Jane
and Kerry.
So we have Jane and Kerry, proudly wearing, as they should do at a Companies Tournament, their corporate tops of UBS. First of all, what was the score, please, Kerry?
The score was 1-1, and we were playing HSBC, so it wasn't a bad start, actually.
So 1-1, who scored first?
We did actually, yeah. Our who's going to be our top scorer? Donnie, no
Lover
doubt. He is about 6'5". So yeah, it was Mateus. He was our first scorer.
And Jane, is this the first time that you've played korfball?
No, I played it once a few years ago at this tournament.
Okay, and the first time that you played, how does anyone put it to you? How do they describe what korfball is?
A cross between netball and basketball, I would say.
Yeah. And did it live up to its description, its billing?
Yes, it's a bit more generous in terms of the rules than netball, a bit less than basketball, I'd say.
But the hoop is a lot higher,
yeah.
I suppose.
The corf, well, the corf.
Sorry, the corf. The corf is a lot higher than any net I've seen.
You need to be very tall, or taller, I think.
Tall people help.
One thing that we find a lot of players like about korfball is the mixed aspect, so teams need boys and girls to play. Is that something that's new to you sports-wise?
Yeah, that is the very best thing so. About this game, is that boys and girls can play side by side, but you don't have to have sort of, you don't have to be of equal standards at all, because the girls are marking the girls, so you're playing your own little game, and the boys play the boys, so you don't have to compete with them in terms of strength or anything like that. So, and obviously if you're playing mixed netball, then you kind of have to, there's a bit more competing against the boys, but in this it's, you work with a team with the boys, but you don't have to compete against you.
And is your team taking this fairly seriously? Are you being very competitive?
Very much so.
Damn, yes. Yeah, I'm here to win. We won the third league last year, so at least we did get a little trophy which sits on our desk.
Can we have Ian Townsend to the front desk, please?
We're going
Ian
for
Townsend.
At least second league winners, but first league winners.
Kerry's the champion of the team, so...
So being a corporate companies tournament, are you finding there is much competition between all you banking city types? Is it competitive?
I don't want to mention the banks that we do wish to beat, but they are on our radar.
That's what we'd like to hear. So we're playing to enjoy ourselves, but also playing to win.
Oh, absolutely. Well, definitely.
There's pride at stake.
Last year when we beat RBS, I did email everyone I knew at RBS the next day just to let them know.
Okay, well, that's very, very kind. So, Kerry and Jane, thank you for catching up with us. Good luck for the rest of the tournament. We'll
thank
get some photos, hopefully, the website. And hope you enjoy the korfball this evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.